Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. I don't know if you're going to have any good news for us today. There's already a listener who says, wants me to ask you, what's going to happen with mortgage interest rates as a result of what's happening with this war in the Gulf?
Well, there was figures out today from the central bank in Ireland on mortgage rates, and they're holding fairly steady. They're at 3.5% on average, haven't moved much, but they're down at a two-year low, almost two-year low. Unfortunately, in the background, the noise is not good. There was two central bank governors out today from the European Central Bank saying that, look, we could go sooner rather than later. We're watching events. If we,
as in move interest rates up.
Move interest rates up. If they see any kind of build-up of inflation, which is likely a fallout from this Middle East conflict, that they will move fast. And how are markets interpreting that? Well, the bets now are on a 0.25% rise, maybe in September. You know, the expectation was it would be later in the year if there was going to be movement, and then possibly another 0.75% on top of that near the end of the year. So you could be looking at a full 1% increase in the European Central Bank rate by the end of the year, which would obviously, you know, be fed into mortgage rates in this country. So, you know, they're very conscious that they were too slow to move the last time during the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022. They didn't move fast enough to change.
You say too slow to move. You see,
That's what they say.
The economic theory is that you got to choke off inflation by making money more expensive, and it's almost sort of suppressing demand and the rest of it. But what you're doing to ordinary people is, at a time when they're finding the cost of their groceries more expensive, when they're finding filling the car with petrol or diesel is more expensive, getting home heating oil in is more expensive, and everything is becoming more expensive, they find that the loans that they have, particularly their home loan, becomes more expensive too. It seems like an unjust extra punishment.
Isn't it always the punter who suffers, though? I mean, this is their job. The European Central Bank, they're tasked with managing the currency and ensuring that interest rates stay around target of 2%. And their only lever is to move interest rates up or down. So, you know, you give these guys a hammer and everything looks like a nail. I mean, that's all they have. And that's their job. So they, even though it will hurt people, it'll make loans harder to get. Banks will become more conservative about lending, which won't help businesses. You're absolutely right, Matt, at a time when fuel prices are way up, fertilizer prices likely to go up, you know, inflation will pick up a bit. They just see inflation, particularly the German central bankers, they see inflation as a massive problem, that's a secret tax that really hits people really hard. So they will try and snuff out inflation as much as they can.
Dan O'Brien was with us last night after 6 o'clock, and he was reasonably confident that this is going to be nothing like what we experienced in 2022, that inflation is not going to surge like it did, that it will be restricted. So we better hope that he's right. But you've already seen things like already Ireland is experiencing the largest rise in the cost of home heating oil in all of Europe.
Across the entire 27 countries that make up the European Union, we had the single highest increase in home heating oil at the start of this month. And these are only figures up to the 2nd of March. It's continued to increase since then. But according to a European Commission document that comes out regularly, it's called Weekly Oil Bulletin, home heating oil prices went up 27% in this country. 27% compared with an average across the 27 EU member states of 3.3%. So in other words, it went up eight times. We had eight times the rise in this country that they had in the European Union.
Why?
Which is crazy stuff. Well, it's down to the fact that we traditionally in this country, we use kerosene as home heating oil, which is essentially jet fuel. 30% of it comes from the Middle East. It's expensive to refine. In most of Europe, they would use gas or diesel for heating homes and businesses. But the British ourselves and in the north, we all use kerosene, which is an expensive product. There's a shortage of it. As soon as the there was a problem with the refineries in the Middle East, it suddenly got really expensive. So we're being strung out here. We're getting special punishment because we use kerosene. It's particularly expensive. We've been using it since the 80s or early before that because diesel used to freeze and it was a problem. So there was a switch to kerosene, is from what I understand. And it is just, you know, it's the wrong product to be using at this time. So we are seeing increases that nobody else is seeing. And 24% of the homes in the country would use home heating oil. That's about, when you go to rural areas, that goes way up to about 41%. So, and people are seeing, you know, 1,000 litres now, it's gone up €800 in the last two weeks for 1,000 litres of home heating oil.
That's more than double the price.
Yeah, it's just crazy stuff, Matt. It's really crazy stuff, you know. And, you know, this is why you've got accusations of gouging going around.
There's nothing you can do. You either pay the price or else you go without heating.
Exactly. You can't just switch to diesel. You would need to replace the boiler, I'm told. Now, I don't know about these things, but I'm told, if you have a boiler that's built to handle kerosene, you can't just move it over to diesel. So we have a real problem here. We're price takers on this. We're importing it. It's expensive to refine. It's essentially jet fuel and supplies of it are low in the country. So the market is dictating the price.
If it's used as jet fuel, there's lower excise duties and taxes on it. There's special dispensations.
Well, no, there isn't.
For the airlines.
For the airlines, you think here's
not for the home heat.
Not for the punter. You would think, like, you know, your gas and your electricity has a reduced rate at the moment of VAT of 9%. But it's 13.5% on home heating oil. Across the border in the north, if you live in the border, you're probably ordering it from an oil distributor in the north because their VAT is 5%, Matt, 5%. So there's room there to do something. And here's the really bad news. On May the 1st, carbon tax goes, there's another increase that was pre-announced in the budget on your home heating oil. It'll add about €20 to a fill of a tank of 1,000 litres. It'll bring up to about €180, the carbon tax element of your home heating oil. So €180 of what you pay for 1,000 litres is going to be made up of carbon tax. You know, and this is why Sinn Féin are saying, look, will you delay the carbon tax at least, please?
One other thing, something else the price of which will be going up is your broadband TV and phone price service.
Yeah, you know, here we go again. Oh, 1st of April, you're going to see broadband TV phone services that are supplied by Air, Sky, Three Mobile, Ireland and Vodafone all going up.
All
at the same time. All going up and all
the competitors going up at the same time. How could that be? Yeah. Do we have a Competition and Consumer Protection Commission that might investigate that?
Well, here we go. I mean, to be fair, Sky Ireland, now they don't do this, but the others all have this written into the contracts. They say every April we are going to increase your prices, usually by 3% plus the rate of inflation. So, you know, that's adding up to about 5%, up to 5% in some cases. So some people on even basic enough packages are going to see a €100 increase here. Now, thankfully, at some stage, the government has promised new rules where if this happens to you, you'll be able to decide, okay, I'm free to kind of move somewhere else without being a breach of the contract, so I'm not going to get a penalty. The government is talking about bringing in this. It's called these in contract increases. The good news, Matt, the good news is, and fair play to them, Tesco Mobile, which have about 500,000 consumers who subscribe to Tesco Mobile, are putting a price freeze in place again for the fifth year in a row. Would that more of them would do that.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.